The elite club of reserve currencies used by the International Monetary Fund has a new member, the Chinese yuan. The list previously had four major world currencies, the US dollar, the euro, the British pound, and the Japanese yen. Well, the Chinese yuan, also known as renminbi, is the fifth most used currency in international transactions. Many of its bills feature the image of Chairman Mao Zedong, as well as other communist leaders. The yuan is only legal tender in mainland China and not in Hong Kong or Macau, which both have their own currency. Now, until 2005, it was tied to the US dollar, meaning that when the dollar fluctuated up or down against other currencies, the value of the yuan would move with it. Let's go live now to Singapore, where financial commentator and international investor Jim Rogers joins me. You're very welcome to the program, Jim. First of all, why do you think the yuan is joining the reserve currency basket? What does it mean for the global economy?
Well, it's nice to see you again. It's joining because the renminbi is now one of the most important currencies in the world. You said it was the fifth most commonly used, and it is. Remember, 15 years ago, nobody knew that there was a Chinese currency. It has skyrocketed, and it's going to be even more important in the future.
How is this going to affect the four major world currencies that we're seeing already in the IMF's reserve basket, as we've just been mentioning, the dollar, euro, sterling, and yen? Is this going to challenge the number one in that group, the dollar's international dominance at all, or in time?
The fact that it's in the IMF's current basket now is really just a publicity thing. It's not very important. It's significant that it's there, but that's about all. Trade flows are what will change that. The fact that the British pound is in there has not helped it, or the Swiss franc, or the yen, or anything else. Just because you're in the IMF basket means very, very little. What does mean something is trade flows, and as I said, the renminbi 15 years ago was nothing. Now it's already one of the most dominant currencies in the world.
Yet China has been the world's largest exporter since 2009, overtaking the US. What does the yuan having reserve currency status mean to traders in particular?
Well, eventually we will all be using the renminbi. The renminbi is the only thing I see on the horizon which can challenge the US dollar to become the world's reserve currency. It's not there yet, but it is moving and moving fast.